Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalet, still from Boca. So I'm recording this. If you take a look in the bottom of Ayin Gemara Beis, we got to five lines up. The Gemara had presented a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said that Chatzishir is Aser Minat Torah. Reish Lakish said that Chatzishir is Mutar Minat Torah. That being said, though, he said there still is an Iser Midirabanan, and therefore the mission, the beginning of the Eperek, that says Aser Ba'achid V'shtiyah, was referring to Chatzishir's Aser Bein Reish Lakish Bein Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara then says, Ihachi, that's the case, lo nechayv ala carbon shua. One should not be chayv a carbon shua. So this is a bit of a complicated question here. So let's just follow through this slowly. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Masech HaShua says, Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah tell us? Shvua shlo ochel, the ochel nevelos v'trefos, shkotzim v'ramasim chayv. A person says a shua, he's not going to eat anything, and he goes ahead and he eats that which is usher, he's chayv for violating the shua. Rabbi Shimon, rather, says Pater. So the Gemara asks, understanding the Mishnah of the Tanakhama, why you chayv? Vavinaba, my chayv. Why is one chayv? Mushpa v'omed mehar Sinaihu. There's a concept that Rashi says v'havale nishpa l'kaim is a mitzvah. There is no, you can't make a shvul on that which we're already chayv to keep. We're already chayv to keep the iser nevela trefa shkatzim ramasim. So the shua wasn't chal on those items. It was chal perhaps on that which is chulin, that which is mutter, but it's not chal on these items. So why is one chayiv? So the Gemara answers, Rav Ushmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Damri, all them hold, Bekol dvarim hamutarim im dvarim ha'asurim. It's when a person, he didn't say a shua that I can't eat nevela. It wasn't a shua that I can't eat treif only. He said it's a shua that I can't eat any food. I can't eat chulin, I can't eat that which is mutter, nor can I eat nevela and treifa. And since the shvua is chal on that which is mutter, memela it's chal also on the nevela and trefa, and that's why it's chal according to according to Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Look at Rashi. Rashi says this. Rashi says b'kol el, five lines up. Shvua shelo ochal lo basa shchuta v'lo basa nevela. He combined it together. The migo de chayla ahatera, from the fact that it's chal on that which is mutter to him, chal nami a isura. It's also chal on that which is usur. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who says pater, however, he argues and says, de lesle is a kolel. He does not hold to this concept of kolel, of migo, but according to the Tanakhama, it is chal. That's all according to Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnah. Comes along at Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no, it's a situation whereby you're talking about the Chatzishir, where you said Chatzishir only. So what does that mean? So the understanding, before we explain, Reish Lakish holds that since Chatzishir is Motim in a Torah, so you could take a Shua, and the Shua is Chal on the Chatzishir, and that's what's Aser. So how do you get to Chatzishir? So there are two ways to get to Chatzishir. Reish Lakish explains, Amar, Iatamotzi el mefarish Chatzishir aliba the Rabbanan. Either it was a Shua on Chatzishir, and according to the Rabbanan, you have to articulate that I'm not eating a Chatzishir. If you simply said I'm not eating, that eating the stam keser banan means a kazayas. So you have to have articulated, I'm not eating a chatzishir, that shvu is chal, or e or bestam aliba the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds the amar stadam osa asma b'cholshu. When you said you're not eating anything, the stam keser of Rabbi Kiva is a kolshu, is a chatzishir. So however you get there, whether you have to be mefarish a chatzishir, or not even, just simply say you're not eating, and the chatzishir is implied, somehow the shvu is chal on the chatzishir, because Reish Lakish holds chatzishir is mutter minat Torah. So the problem here is, if Reish Lakish really holds the chatzishir is aser midrabanan, the shvu shouldn't be chal on that iser midrabanan either. So Gemara says, well maybe, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me onto Ayin Dal now, two lines down, v'chiteima kevin de'islei hetem min ha-Torah, kachayel karban shvua. No! A shvua, we're talking about mushmit har Sinai. One's only chayv to keep that which is asur min ha-Torah from har Sinai. But that which is muti min ha-Torah, albeit it's asur min ha-Rabbanan, but it's muti min ha-Torah, the shvua should be chal. So it makes sense why the shvua is chal in a chad yishir according to Reish Lakish. Mara says no, because we're going to have another example whereby shvua is edus, a different type of shvua, then is, it's not chal on an isur min ha-Rabbanan. What Shua's Edis? Shua's Edis is if a person knows a testimony and he doesn't, and he says, he swears he doesn't know any Edis, and it turns out he does know Edis, that's a violation of Shua's Edis. So the Mishnah says, Vatanan, Shua's Edis ain't no heges el beruin lahayid. Shua's Edis is only chal on those who are fit to give a testimony. A person who's pasul, such as, let's say, an Isha or a Katan, for example, they're pater because they're pasul from Edis. Fabina Bagwar wants to know Lamute Mai. Who's this coming to exclude? A melech is disqualified from from testifying. It's based on a sugya in the second parak of Sanhedrin Rashi refers to. And according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Lamute Misachek Bekuvia. Misachek Bekuvia, a person who gambles. So the Gemara says, Misachek Bekuvia is only possible on a Dirabana level. On a Dirais level, he's actually acceptable to be an aid. So the Gemara explains, V'ha Misachek Bekuvia Midiraisa Mechse Chazi Rabban Hu Tebaslu. And even though he's only possible on a Dirabana level, V'lo Kail Chayla Lashua. And the Shua's Eidus is not Chal, even though Midiraisa he's Roy, only Midiraban he's not. So let's just understand for a moment, why is Misachek Bekuvia Roy on a Midiraisa level and possible on a Dirabana level? So the Gemara explains, L'mute Misachek, Rashi rather explains, halfway down the Rashi, L'mute Misachek Bekuvia, a Ravon, to have a Gazlan Midirabanan, who possible the Eidus. Why is he only a Gazlan on a Dirabana level? Midiraisa Mechsechad, he did not have a Gazlan Diraisa, Elo, Shea Gazlan Miyado. Gzela is only the rice of you amamish grab from the person. Like the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Vayikzal Zachanis Miyad Mitzri. He grabbed the chanis from the hands of the Mitzri. But if it's not a maisa begzela, it's not where it grabs from the other person. But he's gambling and he's tricking the person, taking the guy's money unwillingly, even though he didn't grab it. That's a pasul only the rabbanon level. So we see, even though he's pasul midirabanon, but midiraisi is mutter, he's considered not roi leidus in the shuas and chal. So here as well. By Reish Lakish and Chatzishir, although Chatzishir is motim in a Torah, but since it's aser midrabanan, the shua should not be chal either. And the Gemara says that there's a fundamental, the Gemara answers, that there's a fundamental difference between shua's edus and regular shua. What's the difference? So the Gemara says that shiny hasam, damarkra im lo yagid v'hayla bar hagadah huklal. When it comes to shua's edus, we care about lemaisa. Can he actually testify or can he not testify? And since Lamaisa, even though the reason is Derbana, but since Lamaisa, he can't be Magid, he can't give Edus, so therefore the Shua is Achal in such a person. As opposed to the Shua we spoke about earlier, that has nothing to do with that, it has to do with Mushma the Har Sinai, in which case the Shua is Chal in that case, because from the Har Sinai, Chatzishir is actually Mutim Ratorah, according to Reish Lakish, and that's why the Shua is Chal. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Im lo Yagid, Mashma Misha, Gada Shalom Mo'elas, Lebaldim. We want to know, Lemaisa, will his testimony have any effect? Will it be accepted in Bezdin? V'haylo mahanya hagada didei, but the Masachet Bekuvia, his hagada, his testimony won't be acceptable, ho v'lo makavlan midirbanam, and that's why Shua's Eidus is different than a regular Shua. So Gemara now says further, says, v'hachol hecha detani anush karis, letani aser. The whole discussion up until now, from this first mission of Perek, was on the premise that whenever it says aser, it doesn't say onish karis. So we didn't say whenever there's onish karis, we don't teach other ram. Sorry. Whenever there's onish karis, we don't say iser, we say the onish. That's why we wanted to know. Why didn't the Mishnah say onish karis? Why did it say iser? So we said because we have a case of Chatzishir where karis isn't relevant. That's why we said iser. But in a situation where karis is relevant, we don't teach the, we don't use the word aser, we use the karis. So Gemara says, is that really true, that klal? That Tanya, the Baisa says, Afa pishamru aser bekulan, even though they are all aser, meaning all the inuim are aser, lo amru anush karis ela alha ochel vishose vosim lacha bilvad. But the karis only applies to eating, drinking, and doing lacha. So you see that they're using the word aser, even though we are teaching karis in the same brace as well. So Gemara says, no, it's not such a kasha. Gemara says, hachikama. Kisha amru aser, when it says aser, lo amru ela b'chatzi shir, aval kishir anush karis, the two different categories, iser applies to chatzi shir, anush karis applies to a kezayis, the proper shir, or really kikosevis, v'yafa pisha anush karis, even though there's an anush of karis, ein anush karis ela al ochel b'shosiv osim lacha b'vad, that only applies, iser karis only applies to these three categories, eating, drinking, and performing malacha. But when karis is taught, iser is not taught. When this is taught, karis isn't taught. The two different categories. One is chatzishir, one is a shir shalim. And Gemara suggests alternatively, v'ibayseima kikatani iser ashar. When iser was used in this price, it wasn't referring to achilas shtiyah melacha, it's referring to the other inuim. The Tanara, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, they both taught the shar sifrei. Shar sifrei is referring to, Rashi points out, there's different midrashim. There's the Sifra, which is on Taras Kwanim Sefer Vayikra. It's called Taras Kwanim Sifra, one singular Sefer. Sifrei or Sifri is referring to the Medrash that's on Bamidbar and Dvarim, two Svarim, that's why it's called Sifri. So Rabbi Rav Yosef Bashar Sifri de Beirava, Minayin, they quote from the Medrash, Minayin the Yom HaKippurim She'asir, B'Yachitza, B'Sicha, U'B'Nias HaSandal, U'B'Tashus HaMita, Tamalomer, Shabbason, Shvus. That these are Asir, but there is no Karis. Important Rashi, Rashi writes last four narrow lines, Shabbason, the Gavi Inui Ksiv, the word Shabbason is used in the context of Inui Yom HaKippurim. And we learn, Asmecha, V'Cheyecha, the Shabbason, Ha'omer, B'Shabbos, just like the word Shabbason, in the context of Shabbos, is Asmechei Beirabanam Shar Melachos, that they were able to, Chacham were able to add in more Melachos, Shul Hayu B'Mishkan, that were not in the melacha, in the Mishkan, Veda Melacha Gemura, but they were able to add on additional Isurim on a Shavuos level, but it's Asmechei Rabbanan, there's only a Isur Midirabanam, Hachanami Shabbason, the Gavi Inoy, the Chsiv Shabbason, Hu Lacham V'Nisim, Lahosiv Al Inoy, Achila V'Shtiak Asi. The word Shabbason by Yom Kippur is coming to add on additional items that are Aser on top of Achilas Shtia and Melacha. But with the Rashi and other Rishon point out from Rashi that these other Yisurim, other Inuyim, are only Midrabanan. From the fact that he connects it to the Shvus Shabbos, that those are Midrabanan, so too these additional Inuyim are also only Midrabanan. However, the Ran says all five Inuyim are actually Aser Midraisa. Gemara says further now with the two dots the word Gufa. Gemara quotes what we said earlier, Chatishir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asur Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar, Mutar Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asur Min HaTorah, why is Asur? Kaven de Chazi Litzarufei, Isuri Ka Achim, since it's fit to be Mashlim to a full Shir, it itself is Asur. Reish Lakish Amar, Mutar Min HaTorah, Achila Marachmana, Veleka. You need a full Achila, anything less is not a violation. So this language of Chazi Litzarufei, so the big machlokes are from, does that mean has to be Rai to fit to a shear? And Tzlach says it means it has to have the ability to be mashing to a shear. So he says, what happens, let's say a person's eating half a shear of chametz, the last moments of Pesach. He says, since it's not fit, there's no time to be mashing the shear, it would not be usr. Or a person eats chatzi kokosevis, the end of Yom Kippur, and there's not enough zman to complete the kokosevis, it wouldn't be usr either, has to only be where it's mamish chazi listarufe. And uses this to explain, according to the Rambam, says that's usr, that the chametz is usr b'kolshu. So Kesef Misha asks, why does the Rambam have to tell us? We already know from elsewhere in the Rambam, and then Hilchos Shvisus Asar, that's usr, chatzi shir usr min haTorah. So of course, chametz is usr b'kolshu. What's he adding? So he says he's coming to add that normally by Chati Shir Asim HaTorah, it's only Aser if it's Roy Les Terufei, but Chametz is Aser, a Kolshu, even if it's not Chaz Les Terufei. In other words, if a person's eating the last second, half a shear of Chametz, the last second of Pesach, even though it's not Chaz Les Terufei, it's Aser from the drama because Aser, the Kolshu. However, other Achram argue on Tzlach, and they say that no, that Chaji Shalat Serufei is not telling us that it has to be right to fit. It's just saying, why is this half a shear significant? Because since it's in theory, it's fit to add to a full Kazayas, it itself is usher in its own right, even though it may not be practically right to connect to another shear. Back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says further. Actually, before that, let's look at the Gemara. Gemara says, Eisive, Rabbi Yochanan Shalakish, Ein li ela kol she'eshna be'onish yeshu ba'azhara. I only know that which is aser in the kares. There's also an iser koi v'chati shir ho ve'eno banish yachal eino ba'azhara. These items of koi, which is an animal, we don't know if it's a chaya or a behema or a chati shir. If we don't know where it's a half a shir, there is no onish kares. So with regards to koi here, referring to the iser of the chaylev, it's aser the chaylev. So the chaylev of a koi, since we don't know if it's a behema or a chaya, the chaylev of a behema is aser, the chaylev of a chaya is mutter, the chaylev of a koi, we don't know if it's a behema or a chaya. So since it's a suffix, there's no kares by the chaylev of a koi, just like there's no kares by chatzi shir. So one might think, since there's no kares, there shouldn't be an azhara, there shouldn't be a lav either. Tamalomar, kol chaylev, all chaylev is aser, says Rashi, Tamalomar, last Rashi in the Omer, kol chaylev lo sochelu, hachaktiv kol, even a kolshu. So we see from here that there's a source in the Torah, the chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. So the Gemara says, no, that's only midrabanan, the kra esmach the ba'alma. It's not a real drasha. Because hachanami mistaber, it's also sensible to say this, because this hakadaita deraisa, if one were to think that's a really deraisa, koi sveikahu, it's a kra la suya sveika. The whole concept of koi is a suffix. So the pasuk is coming to conclude suffix. Hashem knows whether it's a behemah or chaya. We don't know, but Hashem knows. So Hashem doesn't need a pasuk to include that which is a suffix.
Gemara says, if that was your only problem, imishimha, had that been your only problem, lo irya. That's not such a shaila. Why? Because koi is not necessarily a suffix. Some hold is a sveika. But there's an opinion, kasavri, going on to my base now, that koi is a birya bifne asmu. It's actually an animal. It's both a chaya or a bema, or it's neither one. Not that it's a suffix. It's just a different creature in its own right, and therefore the pasuk needs to tell me that the chaylov of a koi is actually asr. Because di lo teimahach, if you don't tell me this, that koi is a birya bifne asmu, it's its own independent category. So hadam rav idi bar abin, af kol asuya koi. When it comes to the isr of eating dam, the word kol is coming to include a koi as well. The dam of a koi is asr, just like the dam of a behema and a dam of chaya. So sveiku, koi is a sveiku. Isr kol le rubui is sveiku. You need a pasuk to include a suffix. Elamai, it must be birya shiny. It's a birya. It's a different category. It's not a behema. It's not a chaya. And you need the word kol to include it to the isr dam. Hachanami, birya shiny here as well. It's a birya, and it's different. It needs a special pasuk kol to include it in the iser chaylev. That being said, in the end of the day, it's a kra, so it's not a shayla. It could go either way, but it wasn't a kasha because Reish Lakish could simply say this was an asmach of alma and not a raya that koi nor chatishir is a aser min haTorah. Now take a look back on Amun Alf just for a moment. The Tosos there. Tosos asks the question at the top. Kevin the chazal etzrufei isura ka'achil. That was a svara. Why Chatzishir is asr min haTorah according to Rabbi Yochanan? The Temali asks Tosfos, Amai lo kamar mitaima de besamech de chol chelav l'rabbis Chatzishir? Why don't we use the brisa later on, the pasuk? Why is he bringing the svara? Why not use the pasuk of the very next brisa of that esive? Dehar Rabbi Yochanan yada lahayi brisa de besamech kamosi minei. Rabbi Yochanan was clearly aware of this brisa from the fact that he asked it to Reish Lakish. So why didn't he use that as a raya? Why did he bring a svara? So Tosfos answers, V'yishlomar del hachi tzrech le Rabbi Yochanan. The frushay hataima mishum dimikra. How do you have the pasuk of kol chelav only? Have a mina ikra kra l'koi. So only tell me that the koi is isrech. Tell me about the koi. The chatzishir, that's only midir baran vasmuchla kra. Aval hashu the kamar taima the chazilit zrufe svarahu. Now he brings a svara. May hataima the drasha gemuri. That tells me that the drasha of kol chelav is not only on the koi, but it's even going on the chatzishir as well. That's the understanding of Tosos. The Ritva says, no, it's time of the Kra. He's Darsha time of the Kra. There's a Pasuk and there's a Svara. The Achiezer brings the Lamdisha point. He says they're both necessary. From Kol Chela, I would have thought Chatzishir is Asr min haTorah. But it's not Asr of the actual Isr, of the nature, whatever Isr we're talking about. I mean, when a person eats Chatzishir from Chela, he's not violating Chela. He's violating Chatzishir, an Isr Kola. This Isr of Chatzishir. If you're eating a Chatzishir of Chametz, you're not violating Chametz, you're violating Chatzishir. That's a general issue of Chatzishir. Whatever context it is, it's just an issue of Chatzishir. But we learn from the Svara of Chazal that Tzirufei, says the Achiezer, he points out that once we have that Svara, it's not just a general issue of Chatzishir, it actually becomes an issue of Prat, an issue of whatever you're violating. So when a person eats Chatzishir of Chelev, he's violating Chelev. When a person eats Chatzishir of Chametz, he's violating Chametz. That's the Chiddush from the Svara, according to the Achiezer. Right in the Gemara now, we're back to Amud Beis. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, we're five lines down. Gemara is going to bring a number of drushes. How do we know the inuy is asr? Which types of inuyim? So Tanu Rabbanam, Tanu Asnafshah Seichem, one has to afflict himself on Yom Kippur. Yachal Yeshu Bechama, one should perhaps sit in the sun, Obetzinner, or the freezing cold, Kadeshi Yitzdar, in order to afflict himself. Tama Lomar, Vecho Malacha Lo Sasu, we connect inuy to the Malacha. Ma malacha shevi al tasa. Malacha means don't do something. Be passive. Af inui nefesh shevi al tasa means sit back and don't do anything. Doesn't mean you should be proactive and create inui. You should be passive, and through the passivity, there should be inui. So the Gemara says, ve'eim ha'echa diyasa b'shimsha v'chaimla. Perhaps maybe if one's sitting in the sun and he's really hot, lo neima le'kum tuv betula. We shouldn't say, go sit in the cool. We should be passive. Shevi al tasa. Just sit down in the sun if you're ready there. A person's yasib betula v'karile, a person sitting in the shade and he's getting very cold, lo neimale kum v'tul. We don't say b'shim, so go sit in the sun. So maybe that's what it means. If a person's in a position of affliction, he should remain there, not remove himself from the affliction. Or it says, no, dumya d'mlacha. The inu has to be similar to malacha. Ma malacha lo chelukas ba, af inu lo tachlik ba. Just like b'mlacha, we don't have any chiluk between kum v'yasei in any case. It's always shev y'altaseh. So too, we say by inoy. In other words, look at Rashi to explain this. Rashi, six narrow lines down. Ma malacha lo chelkas ba, becholz tadeha asura. Malacha's asur across the board.
Af inoy nami she isurau b'chol tzdal of kamar. It means aser from the inoy on all their actions, meaning yatzacham of etzina shim yashiv harehu b'inoy from lo yashiv einu mitzah leishiv. Has to be the same thing, meaning we don't say if a person is comfortable, we don't say go make yourself uncomfortable, go sit in the sun or the cool. So too, if a person is in the sun and he's uncomfortable, we don't say you must stay there. Has to be equal on all ends. So therefore, just like malach is equal on all ends, so too the inui must be equal on all ends. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether he's sitting in the sun, not sitting in the sun. The sitting in the sun or cold is not part of the inui. Gemara quotes another brayso, Tani idach. A person should put himself in a temperature that's uncomfortable. It must be a type of melacha that is elsewhere. Meaning melacha and yantif and Yom Kippur is a violation that we have elsewhere, namely on Shabbos. So too, the inu that we speak of must be an issue we find elsewhere, namely eating. Where else do you find an isser of kares by eating? So Gemara says, Ezezez, the pig of an osser. If one eats pig of an osser, this is kares. So to the inoy we're describing on Yom Kippur, that's kares, must be in eating. So Gemara says, okay, so maybe avi pig of an osser, shame bekares. Maybe it's only usser to eat pig of an osser on Yom Kippur, because those are bekares. Below avi es a tevel, shame bekares. But maybe eating tevel on Yom Kippur, although in general tevel, there's no kares in general in tevel, so maybe that shouldn't be usher. It shouldn't be usher to eat tevel on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer tanu v'nisim esav shuzechem. You have multiple phrases of the word inway. Riba comes to include of all types of food. So maybe avi hatevel shuba misa. Maybe only tevel, which in general is a chai misa. That's usher Yom Kippur. Below avi is a nevela sheino b'misa. But nevela is only a lab. Maybe that should not be b'chal the isser of Yom Kippur. Tamalomer tanu v'nisim esav shuzechem. Riba coming to include even that which is a lav. Maybe it only includes all that which is usr, but that which is mutter to eat in general, maybe that's not bechlal inu in Yom Kippur. So then the Gemara includes that. Maybe only chulin, which is no mitzvah to eat, but maybe that which is a mitzvah to eat, like a chuma, maybe that should not be bechlal inu. One should be able to eat on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat chuma. Maybe that should not be us in Yom Kippur. To include even the eating of chuma. So then the Gemara says, chuma, there's no issue to leave it over. You're supposed to eat it, but it's not urgent. So if you leave it over, you have it the next day. But maybe that which is not only a mitzvah, but it's urgency, because there's a small time frame, maybe that should be mutter in Yom Kippur. But lo avi es ha-kachim, shein bebal tosiru, kachim, maybe that should not be bechlal de isser. Tamalomer, tanu v'anisem es ha-shosechem, riba, to come to include all types of fruit. Vim nafshech lomer, if you're going to tell me that maybe it's something else, the inoy should refer to some other isser, which we'll see in just a second. Harehu omer, v'avadi es ha-nefesh ahi, that which is causes inoy shu avadi es ha-nefesh, a person has an affliction to ultimately cause a person to die. So the inoy that we're describing is eating and drinking. That's avedis and nefesh. So ma'idim nafshech lomer. If you wanted to say, what was the other possible suggestion of inoy? Maybe it's referring to the isser of tashmis, the isser of arayos. Maybe that's what's being described. So harei omer v'avadi nefesh inoy sheish ba'avedis nefesh ve'zezeh de'achila v'shtia, to exclude the inoy of arayos. So the Gemara then says. Here's a different reason. How he knows inoy is referring to achil v'shtiyah, because it says inoy here by Yom Kippur, it says inoy there. Mala halon inoy biravon afkan inoy biravon. Which inoy are referring to later on? So if you took a look at Rashi, Rashi says v'nemar lahalon inoy v'ancha v'arivecha. When it came to the inoy in the midbar, and they were starving, so you have a hekesh of inoy to inoy. This inoy of Yom Kippur must be eating as well. Asks Amara. When Lavan spoke to Yaakov, they don't be ma'ane my daughters. So maybe that should be the inu we're describing that refer to Tashmish. So Gemara says, "Danan inu the rabim, minu the rabim, bein danan inu the rabim, minu the yachin." We talk about inu rabim of Klai Yisrael on the midbar, and the inu rabim of Yom Kippur, which applies to all Klai Yisrael. And we don't learn from inu of Yachid of Lavan and the daughters. That's only inu of Yachid. That's not part of the equation. The Gemara then says, "Neilef minoy de Mitzrayim dechsev vayaris anyenu varminan zu precious derech eretz." Hashem saw our pain. To reference to precious derech eretz, reference to Tashmish. Maybe that should be learned. That was the Rabbim, the entire Tzibor tzibur is subject to that inoy. Ela danin inoy bidei shemaim me inoy bidei shemaim vein danim inoy bidei shemaim minoy bidei adam. There's a fundamental difference because the inoy Mitzrayim was afflicted by Mitzrayim by Paro, as opposed to the inoy of Yom Kippur and the inoy of the Midbar was all from Shemaim. So those are connected. Gemara then says, after quoting the source of the man was inoy. What was the inoy by the man? Hamachil chaman b'midbar the man anoscha, in order to afflict us. What was the affliction of the man? Man was a wonderful thing. So Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi. Chad amar eno dome mishesh lo pas pasalo mishen lo pas pasalo. Every single day they didn't have the bread. They ate the man, and the next day they knew they were going to have it, but they didn't have the maisa, the bread in their hand, the man in their hand, until it fell down. It wasn't pas pasalo. There's a certain level of anxiety that they had, so it wasn't as enjoyable when their fridge and cabinets were full. Chad amar eno dome misha roa v'ochel the misha eno roa v'ochel. You can't compare a person who sees the food, the juicy steak, the delicious, fries, as opposed to one who can see. There's more enjoyment when you see it. And since the man just looked like a regular, whatever it looked like, it didn't look like the steak, it didn't look like the fries, it did not have the same enjoyment, so there's a certain level of inoy. So that was the machlokas. Was the inoy in that they didn't have the pas pasalo, or the inoy was that it didn't look like the food they were eating? So Amar Rav Yosef, by the way, Rav Yosef was blind. He says, "Mekan remez lesumim." This is a hint. This is a hint to the idea lesumim sheochen vein sveim, that people who are blind eat, but they're not fully satisfied because since they can't see the food, there's not a 100% enjoyment. So Amar Abai says, "Hilkach." Therefore, man disle sudas, a person who has a meal, lo lichle ela biyamama, he should eat it in the daytime, whereby he can see the food and have a full enjoyment. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, says, "My kra, what's a pasuk mean? Tov mara einayim mahalach nefesh." So Amar Reish Lakish, what that means is Tov mara einayim beisha yosu migufa shemaisa. Seeing the beauty of one's wife is even greater than the physical touch of the wife, the maisa. Shenemar tov mara einayim mahalach nefesh. So let's quickly recap. We start by talking about, although Reish Lakish said Hadishir is aser midirabanam, the shua is still chal in it because it's mutter min haTorah. It's mushme har Sinai, but since the Hadishir is mutter min har Sinai, the shua would be chal in this. As opposed to by Shua's Eidus, even though someone might be possible at their bottom, the Shua would not be chal by that, because by Shua's Eidus is totally on im lo yagid, the ability to actually lemaisa to give testimony. If a person can't give testimony, so then he's possible, and the Shua's Eidus isn't chal, even though the Psu might be in their bottom. Then the Gemara spoke about a brisa about when Isser and Karis is being used, and then the Gemara said, the Chadishir is asmer Torah Rabbi Yochanan, because the Chadishir is the Rufay, Reish Lakish says the Isser is only Achila, has to be a full Achila, anything less is not bechal the Isser. Well, then brought a brice about the koi and chatishir, and we went back and forth. Maybe that's a esmachta, maybe it's a real drasha. Koi is a suffix. How do you need a prasik for a drasha? No, koi is really a beer, a pifanasma, according to some opinions. So you need to include it into the iser chaylev and to the iser dam as well. Mark went on to bring the rayas that the tanush esaf shoseichem, it does not refer to afflicting a person, perhaps be something where it's a shevi al tase, similar to malacha, which means a person should not eat. It's being passive. Gemara then quoted further brises of the Isser Inoy Achilas learned out from Pigel. Elsewhere we have, and then the Gemara said, maybe it's talking about Tashmish. No, it has to be an Inoy that could lead to Avedis Nefesh, that could lead to a person dying. Rabbi Shmuel brought another reason why we knew Inoy is referring to Achila, based on the Gzeir Shav of Inoy to the Mun. Gemara said it can't be learned from Benos, Benos Lavan, because that's Inoy the Yachid. It can't be learned from Mitzrayim, because that's Inoy Bidei Adam. And the Gemara finally said, there's a Machlokis. What was the Inoy by the Mun? Either is that pas the ain pas pasalo, there's no full pleasure if the ain pas pasalo, or because eino doma misha rov ochel, the misha eino rov ochel, and Rav Yosef pointed out that this is a remez to those who are blind, who eat, but they're not fully satisfied. Everybody have a wonderful day.